The median annual income in Jackson, Wyoming is $96,000, which doesn't buy you a medium-priced home. That's because, says Christina Walker, director of the Teton County Housing Authority, that medium-priced home is about $850,000.
And it's about 2.5 times what a family earning the median income could reasonably afford. We saw this peak, as would be expected, in 2008, and we've seen it come down a little bit. However, it's still very out of reach for most working households.
And the average resort worker, says Walker, doesn't even come close to making the median income.
I'm sure it's similar to your region, is that we have a lot of retail and accommodation and food service, and they're earning closer to $47,000.
She says in the height of the economy in 2008, a study showed that 74% of the workforce is made up of those in the resort service industry.
When we had the biggest spike in job generation, 74% of our jobs were in accommodation and food service. Low wages and difficulty in finding housing that's affordable.
While in Teton County, there are 1,400 restricted units, meaning they're designed to house the workforce, there's still a huge demand.
We have over 600 households that are interested in obtaining an affordable ownership unit. We also are really seeing a restricted rental market right now because we've seen our economy and jobs kind of jump in the past several months. So we think we have quite a pent-up demand for both ownership and rental products that are affordable to our workforce.
Walker says even essential employees like former Teton County Manager Bob Jasper, now our very own Summit County Manager, have to live outside Jackson and commute in.
He did. Teton County had recently purchased a resort by the Snake River, where the Snake River and Hoback Rivers come together. And Bob lived at kind of the confluence of the Snake and Hoback when he was working here in an old cabin. Our workforce, if they're not living in this valley, have to commute either through kind of a Snake River Pass or over Teton Pass. It's about a 45-minute commute from either location, and it's pretty difficult driving conditions. It can be year-round.
The Housing Authority recently did a study to explore how jobs created by new development projects balance with finding housing for those who take those jobs. The community, Walker says, recognizes that affordable housing is a priority, but it's a question of how little developable land is available.
With just our restriction on the amount of land that we have in our community, it's very difficult in this community because of the desire to really limit the amount of development to build anything that's more than three stories and even up to three stories. So we're trying to encourage the private sector to be building some apartment complexes, which is your kind of quintessential workforce housing.
She says the recent study has just reinforced the priority for facing this issue.
Hopefully we update our land development regulations based on these findings and keep moving forward in helping other entities provide housing opportunities for our workforce.
That was Christina Walker, director of the Teton County, Wyoming Housing Authority. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.